Message number 628. All nations of the world are united as one with God. All are part of the same family. Saturday, December 1, 2012 at 07:45 p.m. My dearly beloved daughter, when I bestow love in the hearts of your parents, this will give you but just a glimpse of the love I hold for you in my heart. A child who is nurtured by the pure love of his parents is blessed, for this is a taste of the love which God has for all of his children. My love is especially present in the heart of the family unit, for the love which forms it becomes reminiscent of the Holy Family. All nations of the world are united as one with God. All are part of the same family. In some families there is much love and all the children are in harmony with their parents. In other families there is division, with children wandering off and falling into despair. When a child wanders off the path of truth and finds himself embroiled in wayward deeds, he causes much disruption in his family. When he is in pain and is addicted to sinful pleasures of the flesh, he causes terrible anguish for his parents. When he refuses to allow them to help him, they are not only saddened and frustrated, but they become ill with worry. When he turns his back on his brothers and sisters, causes them pain and anguish, and rejects them, he is rejecting his entire family. This broken family, although united save for the wayward son, cannot find peace. They would sacrifice everything if only to save their poor distracted child from destroying his chance of happiness in life. The same is true of God's children who reject his hand of love and mercy. How this makes him weep with sorrow. For those followers of mine who witness these lost souls who wander the world seeking solace in things not of God, they also feel sorrow in their hearts. They also feel fear, because they know that unless these poor souls ask me, their Jesus, to save them, then they would otherwise be lost forever. My living church on earth, comprised of all of my followers, needs to help me to salvage every single soul. Without all of God's family, it will be a painful reunion where just one soul be lost to me. We are one, all of God's children. Bring me through your prayers the souls of those amongst you, including those who will not accept the existence of God and those who are embroiled in such sinful lives they cannot find an easy escape. Then bring to me the souls of those deluded sinners who fall into every trap laid down before them by the evil one. Where there is a will on the part of my disciples to help salvage souls, I will multiply those souls 1,000 times. This I promise you. Your efforts will not go to waste. Every scrap of your suffering which you endure in my name offered to me willingly will be used to salvage most of humanity. Love your family as I love you. Love your brothers and sisters as you would in your own family, and I will shower you with graces. Love your enemies and prove it by praying for them, and I will salvage their souls. Your Jesus.